The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent, is with us. And Priscilla, I'd imagine we have a lot of listeners between the ages of 30 and 39 who were getting a bit excited by reports that they were next in line to get a vaccine. It may take a little bit longer, though, will it?
Possibly, yeah. The HSE COVID-19 briefing today heard that they are preparing for the portal to be open for 30 to 39 year olds, but they're not in a position to give an exact date yet. It is anticipated that it's sometime next week, but we probably won't hear about the exact date until the next couple of days. They said that this is because they don't want people who are registering to be having to wait too long before they're called for the vaccine, and just to look at the amount of supplies that come in on a week-to-week basis. But they're confident that it will be coming soon, and that the amount of people that are registering for 40 to 49 has been very strong, and uptake is good as well in that age group to date.
And also, Priscilla, I'm hearing from a lot of people are very impressed by how quickly they get called for an appointment after they've registered.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I suppose they are phasing it in what age groups can register. We know that 45 to 49 year olds were able to register first, and then there was a bit of a gap well over a week before 40 to 44 year olds were able to register. But they're doing that so that people can get called within a short amount of time. People are being called to the 38 mass vaccination centres that are currently open around the country. The GPs are also vaccinating cohort 7, which is people with underlying health conditions as well. So that's going on at pace as well around the country. So some people are being called maybe sooner than they expected. And of course, there still are people, though, who are falling through the cracks. But the HSE does have a central line there to try and help with these people, because not all GPs are giving the cohort 7 their vaccine. So there are some younger people who have underlying health conditions who are being told to ring the HSE centrally to see if they can be registered to get their vaccine.
However, there is an issue for a lot of people who are waiting for their second dose of AstraZeneca. And I know you told us last week how the decision has been made to reduce the gap to 8 weeks between the two doses. But there's lots of people have been getting in touch who say they're way gone past 8 weeks and they have no notice about when they're going to get their second vaccine. And made worse by the fact that they know lots of people younger than them or who may not have a health vulnerability, which is why they got their first dose later, who have already got or are about to get their second dose.
Yeah, it is a frustrating time, I think, for some people there, as you've mentioned. So people who got the AstraZeneca vaccine would have been those aged 60 to 69-year-olds, and also quite a selection of healthcare workers, particularly those in the community, pharmacists, social healthcare workers, some nurses as well. Many of those have gone well past the 12-week gap. The gap had been extended to 16 weeks for the healthcare workers while they were looking at the issues of the vaccine in relation to the very rare clotting events, but then they were satisfied to go back to 12 weeks and then to try and bring it down to 8 weeks. But the HSE pointed out that it's all very well and good to make this announcement. It all varies according to what supply they're getting in. So they are looking at people who have been waiting the longest now for the second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they're trying to move them up the priority list to get them vaccinated as quickly as possible. So for some people, it will be a shorter kind of maybe 8 week period, but for others, it has gone over 12 weeks and longer. But they are trying to catch up with them at the moment, and they said that they're satisfied that this month the stock of AstraZeneca that is due to go in, that there have been some delays, but they're generally satisfied that it is actually on track and that they will get the vaccine doses in that they do want. And also, I suppose it should be pointed out that the interval between the messenger RNA vaccines is shorter. It's 21 to 28 days, so it can seem very frustrating for those who would have got their AstraZeneca dose earlier and then are having to wait longer before the second dose.
Okay. How are they for the supplies of all the other vaccines as well? Are they going to run in? Because it has been suggested now, hasn't it, that 80% target by the end of June has been revised down to 70%.
That's right. So the European Union had been saying all along they thought by July they would get 70% of the adult population vaccinated. It was seen as perhaps maybe a bit ambitious, the 82% that we were aiming for by the end of June. It's all very much dependent on supply, and we've had a lot of bumps in the road. It's been quite a rollercoaster ride in relation to supply issues. We know that Pfizer have ramped up their supply, and we have bought lots more of Pfizer vaccines there. Moderna has held its own in relation to its vaccine. There have been some delays with AstraZeneca quite earlier in this year, and we had to downward revise that, but that has been sorted out for the amount that we now know we're getting and that we are due to give to the particular age cohorts. The biggest issue at the moment in relation to supply is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We had been told we would get 605,000 doses of this one-shot vaccine by the end of June. That was going to be a key part of meeting the government's target. As it stands now, at the moment, we've received 118,000 doses only of that vaccine. They've administered about 70,000 doses, mostly to people who are vulnerable and at risk, such as the homeless, the Roma population, and also to people who are over the age of 50. 50. But as it stands, we're not going to be getting that much more of it this month, they understand. We might only get another 60,000 doses possibly. So by the end of June, we could have less than 200,000 doses. It's kind of hard to say at the moment, but less than a third of what we had actually ordered of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The other issue is this vaccine is restricted for use to over 50s. It can be given to 40 upwards if there is no choice of other vaccine, but the HSC decided not to go that route, and they thought it was too complicated, and they were satisfied with the numbers of vaccines they had, the other vaccines. So we could be left with leftover vaccine even if we do get the extra delivery of 60,000 doses in the coming weeks. I asked today, what are we going to do then if we have leftover Johnson & Johnson? We know that next week, from next Monday, pharmacists are going to be able to administer this vaccine. 1,000 pharmacies across the country have signed up to administer the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to people over the age of 50 who haven't already been vaccinated. They think there could potentially be about 150,000 in that age group of people who could come forward potentially. It's hard to give an exact number because of the cyber attack, its effect on, say, GP data being given to the HSC, and the fact that people every day are still being vaccinated. So they are going to go and give as much of that vaccine as they can to the age groups and to the vulnerable groups that they can, but it is quite confusing.
Priscilla Lynch, Clinical Editor of the Medical Independent, thank you for joining us. Here's a listener who says, I got my AstraZeneca vaccine 12 weeks ago now. I'm still waiting on my second dose, no sign yet, and I'm a nurse in a private hospital in Dublin. Most of my friends, non-medical, are already vaccinated, which must be a concern to you given that you are a frontline worker, and also given that there are issues that to protect, particularly against the Indian or Delta variant, a lot of experts are saying you do need your second dose of AstraZeneca as soon as possible. Indeed, Professor Kingston Mills has been recommending that people who got the first dose of AstraZeneca should get a second dose of something else.